The majority of the Midwest did see some important weather over the weekend. That included rain for many areas in the upper portions of the Midwest, including the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, as well as all of Iowa, and a big part of the dry region in northern Illinois also reported rain, along with a big part of that which had been drying out in Indiana as well. So much of the drier biased areas in the Midwest picked up on some significant precipitation. The majority of it was quite varied, but mostly moderate in intensity. A big part of Iowa saw some amounts in the 1 to 2.5 inch range. That would include north central into west central parts of the state and also across the interior south. We also saw some 1 to 2 inch rains in the far northeast corner of Iowa, which had been one of the driest areas. Northwest and central Illinois into Indiana saw amounts that varied more widely, running primarily in the range of perhaps 3/10 of an inch to 1 inch in some localized amounts of 1 to 2 inches. The driest weather over the weekend occurred in parts of east central and southeastern Wisconsin and from Michigan into portions of northeastern Indiana and also portions of Ohio. The precipitation that occurred to the southwest of that was still significant enough to improve soil moisture in quite a few locations. By far the driest region in the U.S. Midwest was from Kansas into southern Illinois. In this region, not only was it dry or mostly dry, but we also saw temperatures that ranged mostly in the 90s, up around 100 degrees, and the steady rate of drying depleted soil moisture and created some stress for some crops, especially in eastern Kansas and western Missouri, where there had not been that much precipitation in previous weeks. The forecast this week continues to promote a relatively good environment for most of the Midwest. There will be some repetitive thunderstorms coming out of Nebraska and ending up across parts of Wisconsin and northern Illinois, and this is inclusive of much of the region that saw some of the better rains over the weekend, so the ground will become saturated in quite a bit of this area. Another 1 to 2.5 inches of rain may occur by this time next week. It all comes as scattered showers and thunderstorms with two or three different waves of energy, and because of that we won't see a widespread flood problem, but we will have the ground saturated, and the frequent occurrence of precipitation will raise some concern about crop maturation rates. So we will want to see some drier and warmer weather coming back across some of these areas in the not so distant future. The marketplace is still abuzz about the prospects of frost and freezes, especially because over the weekend there was a little bit of frost reported in parts of Canada's prairies. There was also a little freeze of significance that occurred near Edmonton, Alberta, which is a long ways removed from here. But we do see some opportunity for weather systems to move across the Canadian prairies in the northern U.S. so that there will be some cooler bias developing as we move into September. But frost and freezes are not very likely in the U.S. Up in Canada, in the prairies, there may be another risk of frost tonight, and there could be some frost risk during the middle to latter part of next week. That one might be a lot more significant than whatever occurs here tonight. The bottom line is that we don't have to worry about frost and freezes early in the U.S. upper Midwest, but a normal frost freeze date is possible still, and it still looks as though we'll see a cold surge of air coming on as we move deeper into the autumn season, and the lower parts of the Midwest will probably see early frost and freezes. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.